The next patient is Marisa Fernandez. The last name is Fernandez, like in Zulu. This is a clinical case of a CKD4 related to polycystic kidney disease patient, period. The patient has been taking Ginarcu. JYNARQUE, which has delayed the deterioration of the kidney function, period. The patient doesn't have any symptoms. The latest laboratory workup that was done on May the 25th, 2023, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient has a serum creatinine that is 3.86, an estimated GFR of 13. The protein creatinine ratio is 711 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The parathyroid hormone is 186, the calcium is 9.6. The urinalysis is negative, except for the presence of a trace of protein. Period. This patient was referred to the Cleveland Clinic for transplant, and she is looking into the possibility of asking the family members for a living donor. Meanwhile, and since we are in the borderline between CKD4 and CKD5. We are going to start the preparation for renal replacement therapy. We are going to refer her to the educator, dialysis educator at the dialysis center. Number two, polycystic kidney disease on Ginarcu. The patient physical examination shows enlargement of the kidneys that is easily palpated in the upper quadrants. Following number of arterial hypertension under control, following number of hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of statins. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with the administration of famotidine. Following number, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The patient is taking Eliquis. She has been on metoprolol and cardizem. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia. The uric acid was 7.1. As mentioned before, we are going to prepare the lady for renal replacement therapy. The process will be starting soon. I get in contact with the Fresenius educator. Period paragraph. We spend 6 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.